And I thought, hey, praise God. It's always cool when you unmute, man. Jesus calls his first disciples. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, there might be some disciples he wants to call here today. He says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him, listening to what? The word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets, and he got into one of the boats, one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. So if you have this picture of people just gathering together like we are here today, and Jesus sits in a boat and starts teaching them. And verse 4 says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And I'm thinking, I'm looking in the commentary, and says, and for fishermen, normally they fished at night because during the day, at night, the fish would come in towards the shore, but during the day they would go out, so it would be harder to catch them in the nets. So it's very important that, so Peter, when I look at this, I'm thinking Peter had to doubt what Jesus said because they had been fishing all night, hadn't caught anything, but he thought, wow, Jesus is telling me to put this nets out, so, well, I'm going to obey him anyway. And he was rewarded for his obedience, as we'll see when we get to verse 6. And I guess the reason I start out with these first four verses is, for kids, there's going to be time in your life when your parents are going to be telling you something that might seem not right to you, or maybe God's word just doesn't seem relevant for you. And I'm here to tell you today, it's important that you obey your parents. It's important, I'm hearing parents already saying it, it's important that you obey God's word. In fact, I've asked five kids to come up and share some verses, and the five of you come on up. I'm going to call them the five kids from Ephesus, and they're going to teach you, they're going to read some verses here from Ephesus, all right? Now, Richie, you're first. Just line up here. Richie, right up here on the mic, my friend. Tell us the verse you're going to read and go ahead and rip it off to us. Okay. Eat that microphone. Go ahead, man.
Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Wait. I don't mean to interrupt you already, but that was profound. Oh, my gosh. Read that verse sentence again. It's beautiful.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Very good. Go ahead, my brother. Very good.
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, right, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on earth.
Very good. Thank you, Richie. All right. We have Mr. Jake next. Come on up, Jake. All right, what verse do you have? Remember, eat that microphone. Maybe I have to put it down a little bit. There you go.
I can't read it.
Ephesians 5, 1, 2.
Excellent.
Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
Excellent. Thank you, Jay. Very good. All right, now we got the shorter one of the crew. Savannah, come on up. Let me move this up for you. She holds the records for the most lollipops taken in this church.
Ephesians 5, 6 through 10. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but you are in the light of the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord.
Wow, read that verse 10 again. That's beautiful.
And find out what pleases the Lord.
Let's all read that together. And find out what pleases the Lord. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Is this girl beautiful? Look at these glasses. I love them. Check out the fingernails. Nice. Go ahead.
Ephesians 5:11-12. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
Thank you, Madison. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Emmy. Ooh, that's all right. Beautiful. That's all right. I gave her the most verses. Go ahead, my sister.
Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
Wow. That's beautiful, man. Whew. Wow, you're like reading at a 12th grade level there, man. What grade? That's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. So when we look at this passage in Luke chapter 5, we think about Peter's response to Jesus when he was told, put out the nets and, you know, into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And in verse 5, Simon, this was Simon's answer. Master, we've worked all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let the nets down. Beautiful. Now, I'd like all the children to stand up. Right where you're sitting, all the children to stand up so we can look around and see him. Praise God. And that includes teenagers in there. Come on now. You don't get exempt. Praise God. All right. Now, I want all the kids to repeat after me, and you can think about maybe looking to your parents or thinking about God, and I want you to repeat after me. Because you say so, I will do it. Because you say so, I will obey. Because you say so, I will listen and obey you. Isn't that beautiful? Let's hear it. Praise God. Wow. I'm going to tell you something. If you grow through your child years, teenage years, and you have that kind of response, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you kids a secret. A lot of you might not know this. Your parents were your age one time. It's unbelievable. Wednesday night, when the teens had a great time out there, So I went out and I was talking to the teens, and Josie came up to me, and I told her, hey, we're doing that Rush of Fools song on Wednesday night. And Josie goes, well, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania visiting my granddad. It's his birthday. I said, oh. I said, well, how old is he? She goes, 60. And I go, oh, that's cool. And she goes, well, why do you say that? I said, because I'm 62. And Josie looks at me and goes, oh, I wish I would have had a picture of her face, man, going. And I don't know whether she was thinking, maybe he's too old to talk to, or, she was beautiful. Praise God. God is good. Oh, my gosh. So, verse 6, when they had done so, when Peter listened, even though he thought Jesus' directive wasn't that great, they've been fishing all night. They usually don't fish during the day. But when he said, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats up so full that the boats began to sink. And when I read those verses, man, I thought about this church, and I thought about Peter, and I thought about it that moment. At that moment in time, I truly believe that Peter discovered who Jesus was. That was his discovery point in his life, that he knew who Jesus was. And I read that verse that they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And I thought about them. I thought about asking you, I want you to come and help me. I want you to come and help me and the elders and the leadership of this church family to reach out to those who haven't discovered Jesus yet. Isn't that what Christianity is all about? Isn't that what God's mandate for us to do is, to go out and reach those who haven't discovered Jesus yet, to help fulfill God's great commission here at CCF? We're asking you to gather together here at CCF on Sunday mornings. Now we're asking you to gather together on Wednesday night, because we have a plan for you. We have a purpose for you. We have a vision for our church family here. And in Acts 2:42, I spent 3 weeks on that little passage there, the fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. So what will happen to us if we choose to gather together as a church family on Sunday morning or as a church family on Wednesday night? How will God reward our obedience? And the answer will be, we're going to grow. We're going to grow because we're going to be so saturated with the Word of God, so saturated with the Spirit of God, that we will want nothing else but to go outside these walls and talk about Jesus. Because every one of us know people who haven't discovered Jesus. And our reward is, we're going to grow. Once we start gathering together, obviously the transition is going to help us to grow. The last thing Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3 at 18, but he says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. So when you look at what happened to Peter next, remember, first he obeyed Jesus. He said in verse 5, because you say so, I will let the nets down. Or in verse 6, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. And then in verse 7, they signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they began to fill up both boats so full that they began to sink. And then in verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, here's another spot in Peter's life. He discovered who Jesus was. Now he says, Peter saw this. He fell at Jesus' knees and he said, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. And to me, I think that point right there is when Peter decided, because he realized he was a sinful man and he decided that he needed Jesus. In verses 9 through 11, for he and all his companions were astonished at the catch they had taken, and so were James and John and the sons of Zebedee and Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. What a story, what a parable, what a thing to God's Word to show how Jesus got a hold of Peter's life, where he discovered who he was and then he decided he needed him. And then at this point, when they pull up their boats on the shore, left everything and followed him, that's when in Peter's life, I thought, I'm going to start defending him. I'm going to start sharing about him. Because defend, that means wherever you go, you will want to fulfill His purpose for you by sharing the gospel. We have to become a missional church. And when I think about that, I think the people in the Bible, I think about the fathers, our faith fathers. For Job, how did it happen to Job? How did Job discover? How did Job decide? How did Job defend? Verse 42, verses 5 and 6, my ears have heard you, Job. But now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. For Isaiah had it happen, chapter 6, and they were calling to one another, holy, 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 the Lord Almighty, the whole earth is full of your glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. Isaiah cried, woe to me, I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips and have lived among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which was taken with tongues from the altar. And when it touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. That right there, that was the moment for Isaiah when he discovered the King of Kings, when he decided to make him his Lord and Savior, when he wanted to spend the rest of his life defending him. How did it happen for the Gentiles in the New Testament? Acts 13, 48 and 49. When the Gentiles heard this, meaning heard this when they heard the word of God, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord. And all who were appointed for eternal life believed. Then the word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region. How many people here want to see the word of the Lord spread among Fauquier County? How many people here want to see the word of the Lord spread among Prince William County and the areas and the neighborhoods? Because once we discover who Jesus is, once we discover his gospel, we decide to follow him and we go out and defend the good news. Paul told Timothy, because we've been working our way through the book of 1 and 2 Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1, 13 and 14, what you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit and entrusted, guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. 2 Timothy 2, 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. That's our mandate here. That's our purpose here. That's our vision here. We want to gather together as a church family. We want to pray when prayers are needed. We want to celebrate when celebrate is needed. We want to play, you know, slippery slide bowling on Wednesday night with teenagers here. It was exciting to see 42 teenagers out here just celebrating and just having a good time and being blessed here. And we want to train people up. We want to prepare people for God's works of service. We want to make disciples here. You have any emergency on you right now? Because I need some of that. So we discover, we decide, we defend, we gather, we grow, we go. That's the Great Commission. Matthew 28, the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. That's what Sunday is all about, to gather together and worship him. And the word of God says, but some doubted. And no matter where you go, when you're spreading the good news, when you're spreading the gospel, there are going to be people who doubt. That's all right. Just keep spreading. Just keep sowing the seeds of love when you do that. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. There you go, kids. There's that word obey again. And surely I will be with you always, even until the very end of the age. If the band wants to come forward, I'd like to close with a passage that I told you I spent 3 weeks talking about. Thank you, doll. Praise. When we choose to gather together, this is what happens when we choose to grow together. This is what happens when we choose to go out together. Go ahead, Amy, hook me up, man. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together, had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who was in need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts, and they broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That's what will happen when the result is when we have a vision to gather, to grow, and to go. That will happen when we understand that our purpose as Christians is to discover and decide and defend who Jesus is. We're going to make a difference for this generation for Him. Do I have any soldiers here today? Do I have anybody here that's excited to want to know about Him? Father, I ask You to bless our time here together today, Father. Father, I pray as we just have gathered here today, Father, to realize how important it is that we need to grow and to go. And Father, I give You the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.